Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across the region is calm and clear this morning. In Tel Aviv, the day is bright and warm, inviting for a morning stroll. Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, perfect for outdoor activities. Haifa sees sunny skies, while Eilut basks in warmth. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. has struck Iran again, as Tehran rejects a ceasefire proposal and warns of an attack on Tel Aviv, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also, Iranian officials have dismissed an Iraqi-led ceasefire proposal, saying it doesn't address key issues, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. has completed its 13th consecutive night of strikes against Iranian military targets, I-24 News reported in the past hour. Separately, Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia, which includes a nuclear program path, raises concerns for Israel, Forward reported from earlier today. And finally, Washington has sanctioned an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood official, along with others tied to Hamas, JNS reported from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi questioned the awareness of Western civilization about the threats it faces, posting just minutes ago. I24N EWS English highlighted the completion of 13 straight nights of U.S. strikes against Iranian targets, writing earlier today. Middle East 24 discussed Lebanon's strategic oil pipeline project in Iraq, highlighting the challenges and ambitions, posting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. Ynet reported that the U.S. has launched a 13th consecutive night of strikes on Iranian military targets. This comes as Tehran rejected a ceasefire proposal, warning of possible retaliation against Tel Aviv. The repeated strikes underscore escalating tensions and the potential for further regional instability. Turning to Iran's response to the ceasefire proposal, the Jerusalem Post noted that the Iraqi prime minister traveled to Tehran with a U.S.-Iran ceasefire proposal. However, Iranian officials dismissed it, citing unresolved issues. This rejection highlights the ongoing diplomatic challenges in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News detailed the U.S. Central Command's announcement of targeting Iranian military command centers. The continued military actions reflect the U.S.'s strategic focus on curbing Iranian military capabilities. This could further complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. In another development, Forward examined Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia. The agreement includes a pathway towards a civilian nuclear program for Saudi Arabia. This raises concerns for Israel regarding nuclear proliferation and shifting regional alliances. Finally, JNS reported on U.S. sanctions against Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood officials linked to Hamas. This move aims to disrupt financial networks supporting Hamas, reflecting ongoing efforts to weaken its operations. On the economic front, first, former Rapid executives have raised $8 million in seed funding to develop a real-time coordination platform for banks and fintech firms, CTech reported earlier this week. Separately, Israel Aerospace Industries has unveiled the Elion spy plane designed to jam enemy defenses from a distance, according to Ynet Business from earlier this week. And finally, the Electricity Authority has halted server farm permits for 140 days due to an overwhelming number of applications, Globes reported earlier this week. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.